ball, kick it with your feet, then score a goal. Just tackle the ball to get control. Kick it with your feet, then score a goal.
He's playing football, he's having fun.
Score a goal, and score
in
the goal. I've got my feet in my football shoes. Kick it in the goal, and we just can't lose.
Just score a goal, he scores.
Kick the ball with your football shoes.
I'll score a goal,
and you do the same. We'll definitely win this football game.
He shoots the ball, he scores.
Score a goal, we're the scoring goal.
Hello, welcome along to William Hill's League podcast in association with the 72.co.uk. Sam Ashu is with us to have a look through three featured matches in the fourth tier of English football. I nearly promoted it then. How are you doing, Sam? You well?
Yeah, good, thank you. It's, of course, the international break, isn't it? So yeah. Another chance for League One, and particularly League Two, of course, to shine and take centre stage this weekend.
Yeah, and starting off with a TV game, which is one of the three that we're looking at, and it's the Oxbridge Derby, Cambridge versus Oxford at 12:15 on Saturday, 13-8 Cambridge, 21-10 the draw, 9-5 Oxford. It's not a derby that really springs to mind, but I suppose, you know, a bit of boat race analogies in there. I'm sure the BBC will love all that sort of stuff. Cambridge are 16th, Oxford are 20th, 4 points separating the two teams, and 7 goals in terms of the goal difference column. Cambridge won the last game away from home at Burton Albion, who are third, so very, very good result that for Cambridge, and they needed it as well because they'd lost the previous three on the spin. Oxford, a bit of a mixed bag really. I mean, it started off very poorly, but they've started to find a little bit of form over the last five games. Lost to Luton away, but that's the only loss in the last five games, Sam. How do you see this one going?
Well, yes, I take that on board for sure, but I just think that Oxford's away form works massively against them for this one. Lost the first two matches, 2-1 to Mansfield and 1-0 to Morecambe, then got a couple of draws in there, and then lost to Luton all away from home. So in that time, they've lost three matches. They've taken two points from a possible 15 away from home. Has to be one of the worst away records in the league, that's for sure. And they just haven't been very good this season, really. Best performance has probably come in the League Cup, of course, when they took West Bromwich Albion to penalties and narrowly lost. But it's one of those where you say, I agree, Cambridge haven't been great lately either, but I think that 3-1 win away from Burton, a real turn-up for the books, even with Burton's current form, I think that could be a real sort of, what's the word I'm looking for, spring step, if you like, for them to sort of rejuvenate. Well, it's been a tough season because they've had a lot of injuries and a few suspensions in there as well. September was extremely bad for them in terms of injuries, and October, it's not been too bad. They're starting to get players back now. So I just feel that Richard Money will have certainly more of a full squad to pick from. And on that basis, I think the results, you may well see the results starting to come back a little bit. So it's very hard to put up an argument for Oxford based on their away record. Just the performances, like I say, have not been good enough. And yes, overall, it was that 1-0 against Newport, and they played very well by all accounts in that one. Yes, they had a man sent off, but that's been like 13 shots on target in that one, Oxford, to be fair to them. But that was at home, and you know, away from home, it's a completely different ball game for them. Still fighting relegation, still one of the worst sides in this division, judging by their start to the season. And look, because of that, I'm going to go with Cambridge, and I'm going to go with Cambridge to win 2-0. 16-5, that price is. You know, and I'm looking at a 1 or 2-0 or something like that. I just don't think Oxford have got any particular goal threat in them. And I think that Cambridge playing at home, okay, they're not exactly thrashing teams at the moment, but I think they've got enough in them to grind out a 1 or 2-0 victory. So Cambridge to win 2-0, 16-5. Gets my shout in that one, Lee.
Yeah, fair dudes. Luton versus Southend is the next one we'll look at. 15-8 Luton, 2-1 the draw, and Southend are priced up at 7-5. Two teams are in the top seven at the moment. So Southend fourth with 20 points and 2 points back. Luton in seventh. Southend just suffered their first defeat in six games, losing at home to Morecambe. Had beaten Shrewsbury and York and Cheltenham and Portsmouth before that. And the same has just affected Luton as well, lost in the JPT to Crawley. And that's their first defeat in six as well, with four wins and a draw. So two teams in good nick here. Should be an entertaining game, Sam.
Yeah, definitely. And I think one very interesting story point from this, however you want to put it, is of course that Phil Brown is heavily linked with the Bolton job, to the point where the Southend assistant managers had to say something about it. Phil Brown has actually said something about it in his local newspaper column as well, but no one's actually denied anything at the moment. And I think that's interesting because sometimes managers will get linked with jobs and they'll flat out come and say, look, I appreciate it, but I'm not interested. And why wouldn't Phil Brown be interested in the Bolton job? If he is the number one target for Phil Gard's side, then it's an attractive proposition. You're talking about going from League Two to the Championship, of course. So, we've seen already distractions. I mentioned Gary Rowett, who was linked with the Blackpool job a few weeks ago. And then, he turned it down and went back to, carry on with Burton. But then they lost that weekend. I think it was the first match they'd lost all season or something like that. So I think these managerial things can be a distraction for teams. Phil Brown wasn't at his press conference on Thursday like he normally is. And I think it's just something to bear in mind. Another sort of thing to bear in mind, I guess, is the fact that Phil Brown has actually just recently won the Manager of the Month award. Of course, Jim Bentley won it last month. And then Morecambe went on to have a terrible, terrible September. So if you are of that thinking that the Manager of the Month award is a curse, and it has already been proved, I guess, in September, then it doesn't bode too well for Phil Brown if he does stay in charge of Southend. But look, we're looking at results here, and both teams have done very well lately. Luton have turned their season around a little bit. It was a very average start for them. People expected them to do a lot better than what they have done. But they're quite a strict, disciplined side under John Still, and they've a couple of 1-0s in there, a 2-0 as well. They're not the kind of team that are going to go out there and win 5-4. But they're getting the results at the moment. And for that reason, a price that I like is the draw no bet, Luton, 11-10. As I say, look, I take on board that Southend have been on a decent run, of course, as well. And they're doing very, very well, fourth in the table at the moment. Had they beaten Morecambe in the league last week, they would have propelled themselves to first or second. So, but they're doing well, but I just think Luton at home at the moment are a tough, tough opposition. And the draw no bet, of course, gives you that little bit of leeway that if the game is a draw, you get your stake back. And if Luton win, you get the Luton price at 11-10. And to see odds against, for Luton on the draw no bet, I think is a very good price there. It's 15-8 the outright if you do fancy Luton, which is a decent price. But for me, bit of safety, the 11-10 on the draw no bet.
Very nice. Final game of the three is Northampton versus Burton. Northampton a price of 5-4, Burton a 2-1, and it's 11-5 the price for the draw. Burton third, Northampton sixth. But all that early promise for Burton seems to be melting away. Started the season in tremendous form, only dropping 2 points. In the first nine games, some of them were league games, were cup games, of course, as well, beating Wigan 2-1 and then beating QPR as well. And then suddenly they lost to Wimbledon and they've gone on this terrible run, Sam, where they've actually lost five of the last six. The solitary win was against Cheltenham, and Northampton are climbing the other direction. Northampton didn't start off too great, and they're suddenly motoring, aren't they? They scored those... They did two games where they beat Hartlepool 5-1, then lost 5-4 to Accrington. And then it steadied down a little bit. Strange one. Two teams going in opposite directions almost.
Yes. We'll start with Burton quickly. What still goes for Burton is the fact that they're third in the league and they're 2 points above Southend over fourth. And to stay in that position, having gone on the terrible run that they have, normally League Two is... Well, I mean, it is still a close division this year, but normally it's close to the point where if you lose three games in a row, you can drop from first to tenth. So they've done well to stay in third position, and I guess that's what still goes for them. Gary Rowett has come out and said he still has full confidence in the team. They just need to be a little bit stronger, a little bit more tenacious in their performances. And, you know, when it works, it perhaps, you know, when you're playing the pretty football, you don't think about tenacity and strength and all that kind of stuff. But, of course, when you're losing, it becomes quite obvious, and that's what they've been doing of late. So, yeah, Burton's struggling at the moment, conceding three goals. They've conceded three goals in the last five matches, I think it is. Or conceded three goals in four of their last five matches. So that tells you a little bit about the way their defence has been playing as well. And Northampton, of course, I liked Northampton at the start of the season. I thought they made some very good signings, the likes of Jonjo O'Toole, and they've got a player called Lawson Dath, who I like as well. Mark Richards, who has played well this season, scored eight goals. They've got a decent squad, and they seem to just sometimes come out and try and outscore the opposition. That 3-2, 5-1, and then 5-4 run that they had, two losses and one win, you know, tells you a little bit about the way that they're playing at the moment. And for that reason, and the reason of Burton conceding three goals, I lean towards over 2.5 goals here, Lee. I really do. I think that it just has... It's got a game here that leads towards over 2.5 goals because of the fact that Northampton... You know, the last two games that Northampton have had at home have seen 11 goals. And, of course, I mentioned that Burton are conceding at will at the moment, conceding three goals on numerous occasions. So... yeah, over 2.5 goals here. I think it's 21-20, isn't it? I've momentarily lost the price, Lee, so you might have to confirm it for me. But over 2.5 goals, 21-20, certainly the last time that I looked, was a price that I really, really liked.
Yeah, I'm just double checking that now. Yeah, still that 21-20 looks good.
Yeah, and I think with both teams have got players that can score goals. We know that from Burton's start to the season, the likes of Stuart Bevan, Adam McGirt, Lucas Aitkins, very good players in this division. But then Northampton, Mark Richards, like I mentioned, they've got Ivan Toney, Kale Mohammed and Lawson Dath as well. So these are two teams that have both got goal scorers in them. One that's going on a decent run. One that's going on an absolutely atrocious run at the moment. But I still think we'll see goals.
Yeah.
A couple of goals from both. You might want to look at your both teams to score as well. But yeah, I just think it's one of those. It's going to be a very, very interesting game in League Two.
Yeah, and it's actually, my bet's actually very similar to that. It's not in that game. It's in the game between Wimbledon and Bury. It's over 2.5 there. It's 21-20, the same price, and many of the similar reasons, really, I suppose. I mean, Bury do keep it fairly tight away from home, but you know, the teams who failed to score against them, Hartlepool, obviously bottom of the league, they were beaten 2-0. Bury beat Carlisle 3-0. They're second bottom of the league, and you look at Wimbledon's games, loads of goals in their games. In fact, 80% of their home games have featured over 2.5 goals in the League Two. Only 40% of Bury's have featured over 2.5, but I think a lot of that's down to the opposition. I think Wimbledon can score against them. 60% chance, according to the percentages of this being an over 2.5, and 21-20 is obviously better than that in terms of a percentage. So I'm going to go with that one. 21-20 for three or more goals in the Wimbledon Bury game. Pete Farris, who normally does our Championship podcast, has sent me an app. Portsmouth to beat Mansfield 23-20. Mine is over 2.5 in the Wimbledon Bury game, and that's 21-20. And Sam's, I won't make you go and download the League One version. I will tell you it. It's Sheffield United to score more goals in the second half than the first, and that was 8-5. Sam, wasn't it? Nice. If you want the reasons why Sam's going for that and the previews of four matches in League One, then go and have a listen to it. Available at the72.co.uk, williamhill.com/podcasts, Audio Boom. And also, you can subscribe via iTunes. Just go to iTunes, type in William Hill Football Podcasts, and you'll be able to get all of the things that we do, including the Premier League, the FWA, European Football Podcast, and the Three League Podcasts as well. Plenty to listen to there. And it gets delivered to your phone, your tablet, or your PC. Sam, thanks for your time, mate.
Always a pleasure, Lee. Thanks very much.
Cheers, mate. Sam Ashu is on In Play Radio as well, 12 till 5 Saturday, this Saturday the 11th. So his thoughts on the live match, Cambridge versus Oxford, and all the other games from 3 o'clock as well. It's available at inplayradio.co.uk. If you're having a bet on any of the League Two matches this weekend, then very best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.